Hello and welcome, sweetness. Here we are again, just you and me, ready to explore some more of that strange thing we call hypnosis. I hope you're ready. I hope you're just a little bit excited to be here with me today. Before we start, and I'm sure you know the procedure by now, just take a moment to make sure you're comfortable. Turn off the lights, maybe. Loosen your clothing, or maybe take off your clothes if you feel like it. Whatever you need to do to completely relax and just enjoy the experience. I'm going to lead you today to a wonderful place, a secret place where anything is possible, where there are no boundaries, no limits to what you can feel and imagine and experience, a place where you are free to open your mind to new things and feel new pleasures. If at any time you feel uncomfortable, or something happens that you don't enjoy, you will simply wake up as though from a sleep. No harm can come to you in this safe place that we explore together. But for now, just make yourself as comfortable as you can. Just relax. Close your eyes and allow my voice to guide you easily and smoothly into a state of blissful submission and unlimited pleasure that is all yours to enjoy. Now, when you're ready, take a deep breath and hold it. Hold it and just let it go now, that's great. And again, take a deep breath. Hold it. And this time, when you exhale, just feel how the tension begins to melt from your limbs. That's right. Now, once more, a deep breath. And when you're ready, just breathe out and let all of that tension go. Just let it go and feel how much more relaxed you already are. And then just allow your breathing to return to normal. That's great. And as you're starting to relax there, just become aware of the pressure against your back and your legs as you're resting there, gently supported, breathing slowly and calmly. And maybe you're wondering when you're going to drift off into trance and how that will feel. And that's really an interesting question, so you can let that question just float in your mind, thinking about how good it will feel to just sink down, forgetting where you are, not thinking about anything in particular, or maybe thinking about how heavy your arms and your legs might begin to feel. So relaxed and comfortable, and with each breath out, you can just say to yourself in your own mind, deeper and deeper, and every breath out takes you deeper and deeper, feeling more and more relaxed and comfortable. Just feeling that relaxation spread gently all through your body now, and your body and your mind respond perfectly, just at the right speed and just in the right way for you. And that's great. That's just how it should be. And I wonder if you can imagine an old house. Just picture this house in your mind. There might be a garden, trees, maybe a wall or a fence, and this house welcomes you as you walk inside. Through the doorway and down the hall. Maybe you can notice how the scent is familiar to you, comforting as though you've been here many times before. And as you walk slowly through the house, going deeper inside, you can find yourself at the top of a set of stairs, and you can imagine walking down these stairs. Perhaps there's a handrail, maybe there are wooden steps or stone, and as you take each step down, deeper and deeper down, you see at the bottom a door. And as you're walking down, down, more comfortable and more relaxed with each step down, with each breath, the door opens, and so going down those last few steps now, 10, deeper and deeper, and 9, deeper and deeper, and 7, and 6, and 5, and you don't have to do anything, you don't have to think, you don't have to listen, and 4, and 3, 2, so deeply relaxed, and 1. And right at the bottom is 0. And in your mind, you can go through that zero into a warm, velvety darkness, feeling safe and secure. And you can feel so very comfortable, dreamy, drowsy, drifting away. And in your mind now, walk through the open door. And as you pass through the doorway, you can see that you're standing in a room. The lights are dim, but there's enough to see by. And you can see now, as your eyes adjust, that you're standing in a basement. The air feels slightly damp, slightly cold. The walls are just an expanse of exposed brickwork, interspersed with shelves of junk and crates stacked in the corners. And there, in the middle of the room, a long wooden crate standing open and filled with what looks like straw. And a thrill runs down your spine as you observe, because you know why you're here now. The time has come for you to be truly reminded of your place in my life, sweetness, to be treated as the object that you are, and packed away in storage until the next time I wish to use you. And as you stand, staring into the open crate, contemplating just how it will feel to be boxed up and put away, you hear behind you the softest click of the door closing. Your fate is sealed. Your objections simply don't matter. You are nothing more than an object to be used and then put away. And that thought is enough to get your blood pumping, to get your heart racing and your mind spinning in swoops and spirals. But it is what you want, sweetness. And I know this. You stand quietly, calmly, head bowed, in the middle of the room, waiting. No words are spoken between us. Why would I speak out loud to an object? Yes. I'm here with you, here right next to you, running a hand down your arm, and you can smell the intoxicating scent of my perfume, the dry woody smell of the straw of the crate, and something else, latex. That sweetish synthetic scent of your destiny. And as I hand you the bundle of fabric that I'm carrying, you accept that this must happen. You accept that you will do as I say, compliant, submissive, objectified. You will do as I tell you. The fabric that I have handed to you is a full body suit of black, shiny latex. Featureless, except for the zip in the back. And you obediently begin to pull it on over your feet and legs, feeling the clinging fabric molding itself to your form as you carefully ease it over your hips, your stomach and chest, sliding your arms into place. And you notice at that point that your hands have met resistance in the suit. There are no gaps for them to protrude. And so you have lost your sense of touch. The last thing your skin will feel is the snicking pull against your back as I carefully close the zip. Now, since you cannot do it yourself, you can only watch as I pick up a small box from the floor. Inside are two soft rubbery wads which fit easily into your ears, blocking all sound as I press them firmly into place. Another sense is lost. And as you stand passive, waiting for my next move, you become aware of the heat of your own body inside the clinging suit, the thumping of your own pulse ringing through your head, and you watch me pick up a gag from the shelf. You hadn't noticed it lying there before, but now it is all you can focus on. As I gesture to you to open your mouth, and oh so obediently, you open wide for me. And I fit the cruel black rubber contraption into your mouth. Not a ball gag, but rather an inflatable one. And you can see but not hear me pump it to an almost painful size. The feeling of that rubber object lodging itself immovably, pressing down on your tongue, filling every remaining space behind your teeth, is strange and electrifying. And you watch as I remove the pump, leaving only a small tube for you to breathe through. And as I pull and tighten the straps around your head, you feel it. you feel yourself becoming still, your thoughts slowing down, your mind becoming what I wish it to be. And you could not speak now, even if you wanted to. The last thing to go on is a hood, made of the same clinging shiny latex as your suit. And you bow your head so that I can reach around and ease it gently over your head, over your face, smoothing the wrinkles as I remove your sight, remove your humanity, and you are nothing now but a blank and featureless doll. Nothing but an object, just a thing to be used. And you know what comes next, sweetness, don't you? Although you cannot see me anymore, that last wicked smile that you glimpsed on my face will remain in your mind's eye as you embrace darkness, emptiness, nothingness. Your arms lying flat against your sides are quickly rendered immobile by the straps which you can feel being tightened around your chest and back. Several of those straps trapping you in place. You can't count how many, and I'm moving quickly now, excited to see you this way. And before placing the last strap around your knees and ankles, you feel my hands on your latex-covered body, guiding you toward the open crate. And you know what I intend you to do. With my help, you step into the crate. And as my hands guide you into the right position, you begin to wonder what you've really let yourself in for. But it's far too late to back out now. You can't even voice your concerns. You have to see it through. So you lie down, flat on your back, in the straw-filled crate, and you feel my hands pulling the last straps tight around your ankles. Trapped, immobile, blank, objectified. You cannot move nor speak. You cannot see or hear. But you can feel. And you can sense. You can feel the prickling sensation all over your body as the coarse straw pokes into you through the latex. You can feel the heat and sense the darkness closing in. And your body is on fire with lust. with burning passion, how you long to touch yourself, or to have me touch you, but I don't, and you can't move a muscle, my little doll, and you can taste the straw and latex scented air as it is drawn through your breathing tube and into your lungs, and each breath is a small act of submission. Each breath pulls you further into darkness and emptiness and quiet. And you sense rather than hear that the lid to the crate is being pulled into place, as if from far away you dimly wonder if I have remembered to make air holes in the lid. Too late to worry about that now. You must just hope that I will take care of you. You must just hope that I won't forget that you're down here in my basement. And now, you feel your crate being dragged across the floor. The vibrations of it running up your spine through your bones, and then smaller vibrations from above, as you can imagine me stacking old junk on top of your crate. And nobody will ever know that you're here. Just me and you. My human slave is gone now, reduced to a toy, an object, a thing. And everything is so still and quiet now. You have no way to know if I'm still in the room. You have no way of knowing how long you will be left in this state. Hours, days. Claustrophobia is not even a consideration for you, as you are truly just an object now. No panic, no worries, no stimulation of any kind, barely even any thoughts, just blank, drifting, emptiness. Just nothing. As you start to come around eventually, you can feel your mind starting to return to a functioning state. Feelings starting to creep back into your limbs. You have been moved, unconscious as you were of anything you did not even notice. Your bonds have been removed. You are dressed in your usual manner, lying peacefully, relaxed, content. You are once again a human being, able to think, to feel, to move. And so as you regain your senses, you can begin to count down in your mind. And with each number, feeling more and more awake, more and more alert, counting from 5. 5, starting to regain your senses. 4, feeling more awake and alert. 3, more and more awake. And 2, almost completely awake, feeling wonderful. And 1, completely awake now, feeling refreshed, relaxed, and ready to enjoy the rest of your day. I hope you enjoyed this fantasy sweetness. Perhaps we'll see each other again in my basement, you and I, very soon.